Let's read Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7 through 10. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he took many captives and gave gifts to his people. What does he ascended mean, except that he also descended to the lower earthly region? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. I spent a whole day trying to come up with the title of today's sermon, Thrilled with Christ. From this Bible passage I just read, the reason is that I had a hard time deciding how to interpret the words in verses 8 through 10. The Bible verse seemed much smoother, easier to understand, and more natural without the words in verse 8 through 10. Let's skip verses 8 through 10 and read verse 7 and 11 together as a test. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers. Smooth, very smooth. From verses 1 through 7 of chapter 4, Apostle Paul has spoken of one Spirit, one baptism, one faith, and one God Christ, by whom alone each of us has been called and made one. This is not to say that we are part of one big lump with no vitality, no elasticity, no life, no communication, and no bumpiness, but that we are spiritually, organically connected because of our bumpiness, and that each one of us is a unique entity, whose role and the richness is respected and forgiven grace by Christ. Each one of us is a unique being whose role and richness are respected by Christ. The leadership position in the church, such as apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher, are examples of the gifts given to us in verse 11. Suddenly, there is an Old Testament quotation that does not seem to fit the context. And the words of the Apostle Paul in verse 8 through 10, which seem to be his personal sentiment, are inserted into the context. Let's read again. Verse 7 through 11. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he took many captives and gave gifts to his people. What does he ascended mean, except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers. The text is bumpy and difficult to understand, isn't it? However, if you explore the text carefully, you will see that bumps are harmony and unity, and that they add depth and color to what is being said. So why did Paul dare to insert the words of verse 8 through 10 here? The Apostle Paul often writes this way in his other letters. He often intersperses his words with quotations from the Old Testament that at first glance do not seem to fit the context of what he is saying. But if you look closely at these passages, you will discover that they have something in common, and that something in common is well illustrated in today's scriptures. The something in common is that Paul's heart is leaping with joy because of Christ. He is suddenly filled with happiness, contentment, and hope. Moreover, this feeling is not a selfish one, but the light of Holy Spirit shines on the many Old Testament words stored in Apostle Paul's heart, and it finds Christ in those words. He says, "Oh, the true meaning of the biblical word was the Lord Jesus. It leads to Jesus. It speaks of Jesus. On the road to Emmaus, the two disciples' eyes were opened, and their hearts had burning experience as they heard the preaching of the Bible from the Lord Jesus, who had risen from the dead." Paul was also moved in the same way as the two disciples, and then unable to help but utter his realization and excitement about the Word of God, he inserts a Bible verse that seems unrelated. But upon closer reading, the insertion of the word rather enriches and clarifies the meaning of the context before and after that brings the grace of Christ into relief. In other words, exploring the intent of Apostle Paul's quotation of the Old Testament word leads us there to appreciate the depth of God's work and the love of God. It is as if there is always richness hidden in what seems useless. Let's see. Psalm chapter 68, verse 18. Psalm chapter 68, verse 18. When you ascended on high, you took many captives. You received gifts from people, even from the rebellious, that you, Lord God, might dwell there. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8, said he, and in Psalm chapter 68, verse 18, and you. In other words, Apostle Paul uses the original word of the Psalm in the book of Ephesians in a paraphrased form. The you in Psalm chapter 68, verse 18, refers to God the Father, the Lord God. But he that Paul paraphrases in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8, is not God the Father, but Jesus Christ. He means Jesus Christ. You means God the Father. That is, in Paul, all the works of the Lord God the Father recorded in the Old Testament were done by the Lord Jesus Christ, which means that he has come to realization that Lord Jesus is the manifestation of God the Father. The Apostle Paul was once the Israelite scribe whose profession was to explore, practice, live, and teach people the Old Testament. Christians proclaimed the God of the Old Testament is Jesus Christ, and to have seen him is to have seen God the Father. And those who believe in the word of Jesus Christ have heard the word of the Lord God, who made heaven and earth and all things, and to believe in Jesus Christ is to believe in the one and only God. He proclaimed. In the past, Paul was so angry at Christians because they seemed to be insulting God that he found justice in seizing them one by one, throwing them in jail, and executing them. Jesus directly approached Apostle Paul and said, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" He spoke from heaven to Jesus, who viewed the presentation of Christians as persecution of himself. He realized through experience that the Lord Jesus is manifestation of the Lord God, and an undeniable fact. He was further led to the spiritual realization that word of the Old Testament was speaking of Lord Jesus as documentary evidence to support his experience. In a way, it is a strange thing. The word of Old Testament, which to us seem ordinary words, come to Paul as words that reveal Christ by light of Holy Spirit shining in his heart. The same thing happens to us. The same thing can happen to us. The word of scripture that was once ordinary may suddenly come to us as if it were our own personal life. We can also feel blessed with God's hand in the routine of our daily lives. There are times when I am made aware of God's love, God's hand, God's plan in the midst of pain, hardship, suffering, and the things that don't agree with my calculations. There are times when I feel the heart of the living God touching my body, the Lord Jesus who is right beside me, carrying me, and continuing to give me grace. Then there are times when my heart and head are flooded with the impression of kingdom of heaven. I can say to myself, "Oh, blessed, I am content with what I have." God gives us pain and suffering in the right place at right time. And whether we have money or not, we are happy enough with what we have. I have walked in the fullness of God's grace, and I will continue to walk in the fullness of God's grace. When I read the Bible, when I recite the word of God, when I think about God, or through the time of worship, or when I see the child's joy, or wife's joy, or husband's joy, or friend's joy, suddenly, oh, the word of the Bible is true. And suddenly, you are filled with a spiritual inspiration that makes you think, "Oh, word of Bible is true." Right now, Paul is feeling that kind of spiritual inspiration in the word of Psalm chapter 68, verse 18. Psalm chapter 68 is Psalm of David. After David wins a battle against an enemy army that he had no hope of winning, he praises God, saying that his victory is not due to his own strength or strength of army he led, but solely because of God's help. It is him in which he praises God, saying, "This victory was won because of Lord God's intervention in the battle." The way Paul quotes this psalm, especially in Ephesians chapter 4, shows that he is fascinated by the ascendant to a higher place content. Let us read the book of Ephesians again. This is why it says, "When he ascended on high, he took many captives and gave gifts to his people. What does he ascended mean except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe." It says, the word ascend means that you have come down or descended. In other words, the Lord God, the Father, came all the way down to this sinful world from the high place where God is, which we sinners who were conceived in our mother's womb as sinful people before we were born could never go there in our flesh. And God participated in David's battle as if it were his own to show his love for David and led him to victory. This is a grace to be feared. Moreover, he says that the way he won the battle was in a way that only God can do. What kind of way? The reason why David won battle that he had no chance of winning is because God brought out the enemy, the captive, with an invisible hand of God. And God himself went up with enemy and uprooted the object that was the cause of battle. The hymn says, "Furthermore, the Israelites, including David, who was a sinner to the extent that he had to call himself stubborn man, were amazed that God gave them a gift of grace that can only be described as mercy and his partiality. God even rescued David, even while doing something that could have misled people into thinking that he was loving God. He was not rejoicing in victory of fleshly, worldly battles, but was looking beyond that to the victory of the spiritual world. And from this David's word verse, Paul's note, this Davidic experience is not to be confined to David's experience alone. It overlapped with each Christian who has been led to believe in Jesus Christ and has been given the privilege of becoming a part of body of Christ, each one with Christ as its head. Indeed, the Lord Jesus came down to this earth to uproot the power of Satan and to make death their greatest attack, greatest weapon, nothing. He will be crucified, resurrected and ascend again to the Most High of Kingdom of Heaven to restore true life to His beloved one and lead them to the resurrection. He has accomplished the work of bringing us into true blessing and true riches that are not dependent on the condition and circumstances of this world, into sure kingdom that we cannot see, not but will soon be able to see with any human eye. Not only that, He brings us into His kingdom. In the book of Revelation, He even said that He made the Christians themselves into a kingdom, so much so that the kingdom of God would be impossible without us. Using the Psalm of David in Psalm chapter 68, the Apostle Paul wanted to express that grace and the gifts given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ are much higher and deeper than we think, promising a richer fulfillment of our vision. There are also passages that suggest that David would also have been shown by God in some way the work of Jesus Christ, who would come later. Let's see Psalm chapter 68, verse 4. Sing to God, sing in praise of His name. Extol Him who rides on the clouds. Rejoice before Him. His name is the Lord. And New Testament say same things. Let's see book of Matthew chapter 24 verse 30. Then will appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then all the peoples of the earth will mourn when they see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And Matthew chapter 26 verse 64. You have said so, Jesus replied, but I say to all of you, from now on you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven. And Revelation chapter 1 verse 7. Look, He is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see Him, even though who pierced Him, and all peoples on earth will mourn because of Him. So shall it be. Amen. The manifestation of Jesus Christ was shown to David by God, and he wrote about it. Apostle Paul sympathized with David's hymn that he wrote down. The one who caused the sympathy is the Holy Spirit, who came as greatest gift given by God the Father and Jesus the Son. It's all miracle. God the Holy Spirit lit up the word of Bible in Paul's heart and gave him the spiritual realization that the words of Psalm chapter 68 verse 18, represent Jesus Christ. In John chapter 14, Jesus promised to send the Holy Spirit as the one who would convince those of us who are slow of heart that it is certain that he has completed his work of taking captives or crushing Satan's schemes to pieces. Paul was excited to see the word of Psalm chapter 68 fulfilled by the Holy Spirit. So let's see John chapter 14, part of chapter 14, first verse 6. Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Verse 10. Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. And verse 15, if you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. The Spirit of truth, the world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. Verse 23. Jesus replied, anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you that as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled and do not be afraid. In John chapter 14, Jesus tells us all about the hymn that David composed and why the Apostle Paul was spiritually moved by it. It is God the Father with Jesus Christ, and the Jesus Christ is the same God as God the Father, and it is God the Spirit with us, who has made us realize in due time that every word that Jesus Christ has spoken is the word of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, he says the same Holy Spirit has given to each of us the wide variety of offices and gifts that are given to each of us, so that together, as one, we may attain to stature of the fullness of Christ. Statue of the fullness of Christ. When the Apostle Paul considered the grace given to each of us according to the measure of Christ's gift, he was suddenly reminded by the Old Testament words of Psalm chapter 68, verse 18. Because Christ came down to die for us and ascended again to heaven. The Holy Spirit was given to us as the sign of this, and the gifts were given to us. And the mystery and mystery of being one body connected to Christ as it had was realized. All this is grace because of Christ's sacrifice and the resurrection. We are what we are because of Christ's sacrifice and the resurrection. It is all because of Christ's blessings we can never measure up to. Today's scripture is manifestation of excitement for Christ. Through the word of God, I hope that we will be thrilled with Christ. Let us pray. Dear God, you lit up the Bible verse and we realize you gave us everything. Because Jesus Christ came to us and ascended to heaven, so we can have grace, your grace and gift. Through your words, let us be thrilled with you. Please lead us that we can experience like Apostle Paul, being thrilled with Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.